Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is.
Well, in terms of his campaign, you know, I am thinking back, and other people are making this reference, that this may be Biden's Vietnam.
If Roe v. Wade can fall, anything can fall. Social Security can fall. And God help us all, but democracy itself can fall.
T-minus 179 days left till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload. Our toll-free R number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I go back to this issue as Joe Biden, you know, it's really frustrating to me. He's just outright lying. It's sort of like him saying, the border is secure. The border is closed. No, it's Trump's fault 3 years later. No, it's Biden. They were bragging about everything they've done, and it's a disaster. Just like, you know, defund, dismantle, no bail laws are a disaster. Just like the economy has been a disaster, just like foreign policy is a disaster. Anyway, you know, he's so clueless and out of touch, you know, after being told that grocery prices are up 30%. A very rare sit-down interview became a disaster for him on fake news CNN. And by the way, even Aaron Burnett didn't actually have the nicest things to say about Joe Biden, which I thought was pretty interesting. But anyway, this is Joey, your president, trying to put a positive spin on the economy. And it just shows how clueless and out of touch he is. And remember, inflation in the last 2 months, CPI numbers went up 3.2% year over year and 3.5% up year over year. Okay, what does that mean? Inflation is not going down. That's 3.5% up from last year, year over year. And he inherited inflation rate of 1.4%. But anyway, he's not living in the real world. Listen.
You're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly cost from before the pandemic. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
We've already turned it around. We have the strongest economy in the world. Let me say it again, in the world.
Although GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, it wasn't. Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets.
But there's real pain. I mean, grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30% since the beginning of the pandemic. And people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time, really, in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people
feel. It really is. And it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the people have, they have the money to spend.
And I played this earlier, but it's worth playing again. David Axelrod keeps saying, oh, well, the economy improved. He doesn't even believe that. But he's saying that he's out of touch with the American people. And this pride of his may cost Biden the election. That part interests me. Listen.
That's not the way people are experiencing the economy. They're experiencing it through the lens of the cost of living. And he is a man who's built his career on empathy. Why not lead with the empathy? And I think he's making a terrible mistake. You know, it may not be, if he doesn't win this race, it may not be Donald Trump that beats him. It may be his own pride.
And John King pointing out that, Biden better be careful with all this positive economic talk. They have tried this Bidenomics game forever. Let's push Bidenomics. We're not going to talk about Bidenomics anymore. No, let's go back to Bidenomics. Anyway, here's even John King trying to warn him.
I can tell you from my travels, 8 months now, nine states now, he has to be careful with that. In the sense, he's right. When he cites the statistics, he is right. When he says the Michigan Consumer Confidence Survey, 65% say they're doing better off. Guess what? The 35% who don't, a lot of those are his voters. They should be his voters. When you travel, the cost of living. We're in Michigan, we met with those younger voters. We also are starting to put together a group of auto workers. Their union has endorsed Biden. Most of them are going to vote for Biden. But you ask them what life is like, and they can't buy a bigger house because of mortgage rates. They still, when you talk about grocery prices, right. And so the president has to be careful here. That sounds like somebody in Washington telling people you're wrong. And whatever your party is, voters don't process it that way. They don't like that.
All right. Joining us now on the real state of the economy, Vance Gin is with us, former chief economist for the Office of Management and Budget, currently founder and president of Gin Economic Consulting, host of Let the People Prosper podcast. Our friend E.J. Antoni, public finance economist at the Heritage Foundation. Welcome both of you. You know, you would think, EJ, with all the bad news and inflationary pressures coming back in dramatic ways and all those expected rate reductions that are not going to happen or materialize and the soft landing that's not materializing, you would think that Joe would have gotten the message by now. But apparently, I guess the people around him are too gutless to tell him the truth about the economy.
Well, Sean, either that or they've told him time and time again, and the old man just can't remember. I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't know what is worse. What is worse? Is the president just senile and doesn't remember the facts, or is he just a complete and total liar? I mean, you outlined it very well already, Sean, where inflation actually was 1.4%. It didn't get up to 9% until a year and a half into his presidency. And by the way, President Trump handed Biden an economy growing at a $1.5 trillion annualized rate. By the time Biden managed to achieve that 9% annual inflation rate, he had turned that into two consecutive negative quarters of economic growth. In other words, a recession.
Yeah. Hey, Vance, let me ask you, what's your take on all this happy talk? And do you agree with even Axelrod and John King that, you know, he better be careful? This is the American people are living a very different reality. 60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. And then we learned about a week and a half ago that about 26% of Americans in the last year have struggled to even put food on their table. The worst of any of the G7 nations. I mean, that ought to shock the spine and soul of anybody that cares.
Well, it should. It's a pleasure to be with you, Sean. And I think y'all are exactly right. What you're talking about here is that the president is just on a different planet. He doesn't see exactly what's going on in the economy. I know they've got to talk up the economy as much as possible, given Bidenomics and everything else. But the fact is that this is a dismal economy. Whatever you have real, meaning inflation-adjusted purchasing power or average weekly earnings, are down about 4% since Biden took office. People can't keep up with everything that's going on around them, and it's just one thing after another. They don't have enough in savings to pay for a rainy day or get their tires fixed. And so while they like to tout the jobs numbers that keep coming out, and of course they keep being revised down lower, and then they'll say, you know, the unemployment rate is 3.9%. It's been below 4% for so many months. But yeah, if you include the labor force participation rate, that is lower even compared to February of 2020, the unemployment rate would be higher than 5%, closer to 6%. So this is not a good economy, high inflation, a stagnating economic growth. So it's a period of stagflation that is going to continue because of the big government spending policies out of D.C. and the Federal Reserve printing more money than what they know what to do with. So this is a bad situation for Americans.
I'm glad you said stagflation, because I think I'm the only one that's been saying we're in a period of stagflation, because we are. And I look, I'm not the expert on the economy. Both of you are. This is your business. However, instinctively, and I understand you can never time the markets. If you try to, you're being stupid. I think wealth preservation for many people is way more important than maybe a higher rate of return that they might get investing in the stock market or what they might have gotten in recent years. But I just, in my gut, I have a feeling that we are headed for a massive correction, and I think things are going to get worse. The inversion scares me, EJ. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm pretty certain it's going to happen. Do you agree or disagree?
Sean, I agree, and I think a lot of other investors do too, and this is a big reason why what you would normally see as typical flights to safety, things like gold, have been on an absolute tear this year. A lot of people have lost confidence in this economy, in the government, in the market, etc. And so they're not as concerned, as you were saying, they're not as concerned with a return on investment. They're more so concerned with just trying to preserve their wealth, because you have this dual threat today of low economic growth and also inflation. As you said, this is the stagflation recipe that was so detrimental to investors in the 1970s, and it's coming back to bite us today. You know, in most of the 1970s, Sean, investors saw a huge positive rate of return, at least nominally. But then once you took out inflation, it was deeply, deeply negative.
You know, Vance, let me ask you this, because I reduced my exposure to the market as much as I possibly could without penalty. As you know, you can move money out of the stock market or funds that you might be a part of into treasuries, which were, you know, 1-2 year treasuries paying what, a little over 5% of the time. I'll take 5% in terms of a return on my money, but knowing it's safe, over risking what I think could likely happen maybe sooner than later, which is a major correction in the stock market. And I mean a major one.
Yeah, I think you're right, Sean. And one thing you want to look at is the PE ratios, price to earning ratios, which are still well above historical norms. And so we are due for what I believe to be a major correction. And we've been propped up here and there. And every time that Jerome Powell at the Fed talks, you see wild variation volatility in the stock market. And this is what happens whenever you have government is basically controlling the economy through government spending, through taxes, through regulations, and through money printing. This is a socialist economy that creates a situation of less economic growth and higher inflation, and people having so much uncertainty about the economy, whether their businesses, whether they're going to continue to advance and be able to hire workers, or from your point about the amount of returns they're going to get on their investments. And one thing I would say also about the economy and the labor market is while non-farm employment has continued to increase, over the last year, the household employment is essentially flat. It's been down for the last 5 months. So we're already starting to see the slowdown in economic activity hitting Americans hard across the economy.
Yeah, and it's hurting a lot of people that I know. All right, quick break. Right back. More with Vance Ginn on the other side, as well as EJ and Tony. We'll get to your calls coming up as well. 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. All right, we continue. Our economic gurus, Vance Ginn, is with us, as well as EJ and Tony. Here's the most frightening thing. Let me play for you this guy, Jared Bernstein, who's the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. By the way, he doesn't have any background educationally in the economy. All right, just put that out there. He's the White House Council of Economic Advisors chair. And anyway, he was interviewed for a new film called Finding the Money, and it's a documentary. And he said the U.S. government can't go bankrupt and because we print money. His ignorance level is so high. I'm shocked. EJ, listen to this.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, again, some of this stuff gets some of the language that some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds, right? Because they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, cause it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time and it clearly borrows. Otherwise we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
How chilling is that, EJ?
Sean, that explains very, very well why we are in the economic shape we are today, because those are the kinds of people at the helm in the White House. Somebody, as you said, who has no economics background. He's a musician turned social worker, and somehow that landed him as chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. I mean, this is absolutely insane, but it helps explain how we have gotten such disastrous policies in place to create stagnant economic growth, runaway inflation. I mean, it is absolutely appalling that people like this can be allowed anywhere near the levers of power.
Yeah, unbelievable. We'll give you the last word here, Vance, and we have to run.
Yeah, no, it is unbelievable. I remember being in the White House and talking with the chair at the time was Kevin Hassett. He would never have answered it that way in the Trump administration. And there was a totally different type of economic policy, one of reducing taxes, reducing regulations, and allowing for people to have more individual liberty and freedom. That's what's going to create more opportunities to prosper, not this MMT, modern monetary theory nonsense that Jared Bernstein may or may not know about, but plenty in the Biden administration do. And it's exactly what happens in places like Venezuela.
The government definitely prints money, right? Am I right? Is that right? It definitely prints money and definitely lends money, right? Right? Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty frightening. Anyway, I do know, I trust you guys a hell of a lot more than I trust this guy. Anyway, Vance, thank you. EJ, thank you. Appreciate both of you. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn, and maybe even in a big way? Every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now, to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Didn't the IRS scandal and the NSA atrocities convince you?
You need a watchdog on Washington with insider sources.
You need Hannity every day.
8:25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Well, we all know what happened on October 7th, the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history. And we now have hundreds of thousands of displaced Israelis. They are in need of bare necessities. And thankfully, our partners at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they've been on the ground from day one. They're trying to address every urgent need. And there are so many bare necessities, food, housing, supplies. They're also actively involved in strategically placing these mobile bomb shelters that really work. And also they have to stock them because you have they need emergency supplies for 20 people. Because they may be in there for some length of time and they have life-saving emergency supplies in all of them. Just to put the supplies into each mobile bomb shelter is $290. Look, right now there's a matching challenge from a gift from a very generous IFCJ supporter. So that means if you donate today, your gift will double in impact and provide twice the support, and you're helping to save lives. Anyway, give him a call right now. Joe Biden may have abandoned Israel. We will not. 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Online, it's one word, supportifcj.org. And your help and your donations are just desperately needed right now. You know, speaking of Israel, in this fake news CNN interview, you know, here's Joe Biden. Pay very close attention because he's saying he will withhold weapons from Israel if they go into Rafah. Going into Rafah, what? Why? To win the war against the radical Islamic terrorist group funded by, orchestrated by, the number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. And Joe is emboldening the radical extremists because he needs to give in to his radical base. Listen to Joe.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. I've made it clear to Bibi in the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers. We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
So it's not over your red line yet?
Not yet, but it's... We've held up the weapons. We've held up the one shipment as an old shipment that has been designed for. We've held that up.
Now, we had a very different Joe Biden from 2019. This is Joe Biden saying we'd never abandon Israel. Oh, very consistent in terms of his logic and thinking. You see, in 2019, he didn't have this radical pro-Hamas wing of his party that now dominates the radical leftist Marxists that are the Democratic Party of today. Listen.
But the idea that we would cut off military aid to an ally, our only true ally in the entire region, is absolutely preposterous. It's just beyond my comprehension anyone would do that.
Unbelievable. Abandoning Israel, emboldening our enemies, surrendering in the war on terror. That's what your president is doing. All right, let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. The Free State of Florida. Matt, how are you, my fellow Floridian sir? Glad you called.
Well, I'm doing a lot better than I could be, I guess, but I could also be doing worse. The fact of the matter is that you have to win a war. You have to win it quickly, like President Trump said. The fact of the matter is they could have already finished this. What they did is they pushed them all the way back. They pushed them all the way back to Rafah and then stopped to try to stop on the collateral damage. But this is not how you win a war. They need to just go ahead and move forward. Now, Joe said that he's not going to send them any more bombs. Okay, then they need to come out like this. They need to do, like you had said, get the bombs from someone else, or just say, okay, well, we're not going to bomb Gaza, but we will be moving our infantry and do a ground war and take Rafah out street by street, block by block, terrorist by terrorist, and just don't stop. And they need to pamphlet the area, tell everybody to get out, give everybody.
Yeah, I actually disagree with that strategy. I don't have a problem with saying to innocent people that they should get out, but you know that Hamas terrorists will be amongst the civilian population because that's how they roll. However, I don't think we should ever go back to fighting a war the way we were fighting the war, for example, in Iraq. And that was putting U.S. soldiers on the ground, not going door to door, stepping over one IED after another, or stepping on them and having your legs blown off if you even survived. No, I think with military technology, precision, targeting of the enemy and weapons and their infrastructure, I think that's the way to do it. And I would use that sophisticated technology. But I think the bigger story here is Joe Biden has surrendered in the war on terrorism, and he surrendered and abdicated America's role as the leader of the free world. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is the same way with the Pope saying, oh, I wish they would show restraint against the people of Rafah. I wish they would show restraint against the people of Gaza. What happens is nobody saying, wait a minute, just release the hostages and this is over. If I was the Pope, I would be saying to Hamas, release the hostages. I wouldn't be saying to Israel, take it easy on them. And it's the same thing with Joe Biden. He should not be saying, take it easy on them. He should just be saying, release the hostages or you're going to have to pay. But that's what no one's saying. I just really wish that another thing that I could just say, I just wish they would start referring to themselves as the Hebrew people. People have forgotten God is with them because they are the Hebrew people. So using that term, kill the Jews, or we're going against the Jewish people, they are the Hebrew people.
Well, all I know is that they're the only democracy in the region. They're our biggest ally and have been and remain in my heart and mind our biggest ally. They're fighting for their very survival, the worst terrorist attack in their history. And the president of our country has now abandoned them and said basically, oh, no, you can only play defense. You can't fight back. That's what he has said. And the repercussions of this position is incalculable. The damage done is incalculable in terms of how the world will view us going forward and how our enemies will view us going forward, our friends and our allies. Anyway, appreciate your call, my friend. Colorado, Barry, next. Rocky Mountain High, sir. How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, thanks, Sean. This is the first time I've ever called. Hey, I wanted to talk about these polls for the election. We hear every day about all, you know, these polling results and the demographics and everything else. But there's a demographic out there that I think a lot of people aren't even thinking about, much less talking about. And this is coming from the lens of a veteran. And we see life and we see our country sometimes through a little bit different lens. We have a lot of very critical positions in the United States, you know, filled by people like nurses, police officers, detectives, firefighters, paramedics, doctors, you know, oil rig diggers and biologists. You know, we have all these sectors that are critical to the prosperity of the United States, the community and national security and everything. No one's talking about all these people and their friends and combined family members, like the auto workers. They're not going to believe Joe's lies anymore. So they know their careers in the future, if he gets reelected, they may be out of a job with DEI, AI, the Green Initiative, and all of that. Tell me any of those people that are going to actually vote for Biden. Okay, so now you got national security. I can't imagine one Border Patrol agent and his or her friends or family, they're going to vote for Biden after, you know, what they've seen. You got to remember, this is... the first time in a long time, we've had two report cards side by side. So whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you just have to go by the scores. What their life was like before and what it's like now in the country, in the border and everything else. You got veterans that have been sold down the river. You have homeless veterans and you have regular veterans. And they've been, you know, just disrespected by our government and the Biden administration. And now you got the military and active duty service men and women in all of the branches. These young people in the country now are looking at all this going, hell no, I'm not going to enlist in the military. You have the people in the military that want to get out because they don't even know what they're fighting for anymore, and they don't know what they're fighting against, and they have a commander-in-chief who is horrible and embarrassing in the eyes of the entire world. And then you have the non-commissioned officers. They run the military like a well-oiled machine, and they're not reenlisting. They're saying, the hell with the military. I'm going to get out and get on with my life. So Trump's going to win, and he's going to win by a bigger margin than these polls are showing, because no one's talking about this silent majority. I'm not saying it's going to be a landslide, but I am saying it's going to be enough so that Goebbels' granddaughter, Hillary Clinton, won't even be able to deny the election results.
Well, I got to tell you something. Look, all I could say is, yeah, the polls are encouraging. I'm giving them out and I'm studying them every single day. There's going to be, and we have an interactive map on Hannity.com. It'll tell you when and how to register in your state. It'll tell you when early voting begins in your state, how you vote by mail in your state, and all leading up to election day. I'm going to say it again, and I won't stop saying it, and all of you can write online, Hannity's repetitive. Yes, I want everybody to literally burn this into their brains. Republicans, conservatives better embrace voting early, voting by mail. They better embrace legal ballot harvesting, matching and surpassing the efforts of Democrats. The Republicans need trained poll watchers in every precinct, watching the voting all day and the vote counting all night. Those are partisan observers. They need to push their state legislators to have updated voter rolls, chain of custody controls over mail-in ballots, voter ID, signature verification. That's my message. And you could say, Hannity, I don't trust it. Well, it's not the system I want. It's not the system I choose. But the only way you get to change the system is if you win elections.
Yeah.
Anyway, appreciate the call, Barry. Thank you. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Chuck in Georgia. Chuck, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. Just listening to your last conversation, that's exactly what I was calling about. The Georgia election in 2020 was a mess. I'm very skeptical of the results. And Brian Kemp, Governor Kemp, he signed three laws, and I think that, I don't know if you've looked over them or not, but
I know that they've embraced, like, a number of states are now embracing voter integrity laws, and I support the governor completely. I've had mixed feelings about Governor Kemp. He's done a lot of good things for the state of Georgia, and I just don't know him personally, which is rare. I tend to know governors. I don't know him. I can't recall if I've even had a conversation with him. Maybe he's been on one of my shows. I can't remember every guest, but I'm glad he's done it. And I hope that I hope that he will lend his support. I hope he understands the danger. Even though he may not like Donald Trump, I hope he understands the absolute failure that Joe Biden has been for the country, and that Trump policies worked. He doesn't have to like Trump, but I think this is a inflection point for the country, and I hope he'll support him, because his word, I think, goes a long way in Georgia. His endorsement would go a long way.
And I think those laws are going to go a long way into fixing some of the problems we had in Georgia. And even
I hope so. Listen, I hope so, man. I really do. I'm not going to lie and say I'm not worried about it, because I am. 800-941-SHAWN, Dominic, Pennsylvania. Dominic, glad you called. How are you, sir?
Very fine. I love talking to you, Sean. Let me tell you, abortion is the one issue that affects this election. It affects it not at a presidential level. It affects it at all levels. That includes the House of Representatives and the Senate. The Democrat Party does not care about facts or common sense. All they're going to say is abortion, abortion, abortion. And I know your position on abortion, so I'm going to tell you what the real position is. Everybody is against abortion abuse. Have you ever heard that term before?
I actually have not, no. But I'll tell you a few things. Number one, I went through this on TV the other night. I'll talk more about it. You're right. Democrats are going to demagogue abortion. They're going to lie. I think it'll be less effective than it was in 2022, but Republicans need to get ahead of it. And I think Republicans need to understand that where the country is. And I say this as somebody that embraces, life as a miracle from God. However, I understand, too, that the rest of the country doesn't agree with me. And I think where the country is politically is at first trimester or Dobbs 15 weeks. But Republicans better not allow Democrats to position them as being against abortion if they are not. It's a big issue. I agree. Pay attention to it. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A great Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Please set your DVR so you never, ever, ever miss an episode. The great one, Mark Levin tonight, Jonathan Turley tonight on this disaster of a trial in New York. David Asman, bad economic news. Tudor Dixon, Mark Penn on the polling. Joe Concha on the mob and the media. Latest in the courtroom, stormy, 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 and a corrupt media. Set your DVR, Hannity, 9 Eastern on Fox. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.